cell spins itself a cocoon, it does so for a few reasons. The cocoon provides it with protection. The cocoon provides it with a safe place to grow and transform, and eventually a beautiful butterfly emerges. That's what a family's supposed to be like, a cocoon. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again as we take another look at your family from a different perspective. I must confess, I'm a land lover. I don't like being out there on the open ocean, particularly not in some small boat that gets tossed around by the wind and the waves. You know that old saying, I love terra firma. The more firmer, the less terror. When the storms are blowing, when the swell is the size of a multi-story office building, when the waves are crashing over the bow of the ship, well, there's nothing more scary than that. I was talking to a man once during a TV interview who runs a mission for sailors. These men work on commercial shipping vessels that carry goods across oceans between countries and continents. Now, you've seen those big ships stacked full of those massive containers. They're not small boats by any stretch of the imagination. They're rather large ships. But this man was telling me that most of these sailors have a real fear of the ocean. Their biggest fear was being lost at sea. Because even a large ship like that is at the mercy of a powerful ocean. And there's nothing quite so frightening as an angry ocean, right? So give me good old terra firma any time. But in a very real sense, you and I live our lives out on that stormy ocean. Think about it. We're born as a helpless child, completely helpless. Unlike many other animals, we can't walk, we can't communicate, we can't feed ourselves. Hey, very well. The human child, when it's born, is completely defenceless and completely reliant on mum and dad. That's where you and I started our life's journey. But then God put us into a family. Now, look, I know, some people are orphaned, some people had terrible parents, but for the most part, most of us ended up in a family. Not a perfect family, but a family nevertheless. Now, let's just stop and think about the rationale behind that. What was God thinking? We start out as defenseless, helpless little people, and at the end of our childhood, when we pass into adulthood, we're supposed to be healthy, educated, balanced young men or women, capable of contributing to society, capable of earning a living, capable of finding a soulmate, and capable of bringing a defenseless, helpless little person into the world and starting this whole circle of life again. Not sure if you've ever thought of it quite in those terms, but that's God's plan. That's his design. And the whole point of it is that our family is a place of safety and protection, a place of nurture and education, a place where we learn to love and to relate to other people. It's almost like a cocoon. You know, when a caterpillar goes into a cocoon and it goes through the process of metamorphosis and it comes out the other end as this incredibly beautiful butterfly. As the cocoon is to the caterpillar, so the family is to this helpless little person. A place of protection, a place of transformation. As I think through that, I begin really to appreciate what my parents provided for me and what they did for me. Of course, they didn't do it perfectly any more than I've been a perfect dad to my kids. Here's the frightening thing, though. As I said a couple of days ago, the family unit is under attack from an army of individualism that's marching inexorably across the globe. Individualism has torn many families apart in the so-called developed Western nations, and it's left a trail of destruction. Children who no longer honour their parents or respect their grandparents. Extended families chopped up into nuclear families. Nuclear families crushed and splattered as divorce rates start to push 50%, almost one in two. And if not that, then wedges of individualism pulling those families apart. And you know what? We're starting to see it more and more in the developing world too. They're not exempt. As I look at the beautiful family-oriented cultures in so many countries in Africa and in Asia and the Pacific nations, I see this Western individualism starting to bombard the families there too. And you know what? It's only a matter of time. Fathers too busy to be fathers because they're commuting so far and working such long hours. Why? To pay for all that stuff that consumerism and individualism has told them was important to have. And mothers, more and more, they're also in the workforce now. Children are coming home to empty homes with internet connections that give them unfettered access to the world and all its marred, ugly, dangerous manifestations. Mothers and fathers, today's message is for you. You are the very fabric of that cocoon. You are the protection. You are the nurture. You are the one who, whether you realize it or not, is going to have by far the greatest role in transforming your helpless babe into that beautiful butterfly that emerges at the end of the metamorphosis. And too many parents, way too many parents, are abdicating from their role as parents. I've seen parenting reduced to providing a place to live, food to eat, clothes to wear, and education, and money for entertainment. So far as I can see, that's only about a quarter or less of what it means to be a parent. Children learn what it means to be an adult and a parent from us. They watch us, they model us, they mimic us. Who we are is not only imprinted in their DNA, it's imprinted in their soul, in their character, in their behaviour, in their attitudes, in their lives. Parents, your kids need you. And by the way, grandparents, your children and your grandchildren need you. Because one day, all too soon, they're going to head out under that stormy ocean to live their lives. And your investment in them, good or bad, is going to be the rudder in their life. As the storms hit, as the winds howl, as the waves crash over their bow, your investment in them is going to make all the difference. What is the matter with us parents that we abdicate our role because we're too busy? What's the matter with us? And when that storm is way too powerful for them to steam through on their own, they're going to be looking for a safe harbour to come back to again and again. And unless from where they sit out on that stormy ocean, our family looks like the sort of harbour that's worthwhile pulling into, they're just not going to come. That's sad. That's scary because they could be lost at sea. The Bible talks a lot about family because, as we've seen, family was God's plan. Family is part of God's amazing design for this world. And your family, the very one you've been born into and the very one that perhaps you've brought your own children into, is designed to be that safety and protection and nurture and transformation. The most important thing is not that our children should have designer label clothes, the latest smartphone, all the entertaining and sporting and music options that they desire. The most important thing is not that our house is the best one on the street or that our car is the nicest one amongst all our friends. The most important thing is that our children are loved and nurtured. Have a listen to this great piece of wisdom for your family from your God. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox with hatred. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox with hatred. It's better for our family and our children to have less with love than to have more without it. To have more with dysfunction, to have more with hatred. It's more important for our children to know that they're loved through what we do with them than what we buy for them. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox with hatred. Those who have ears should listen. Parents, grandparents, do me a favour, listen to God's word today. You have a job to do, a job given to you by God. Please don't abdicate. You know why? Your kids' lives depend on you. God's idea. It's a concept born out of his Father's heart. And let me tell you, when we get a handle on the incredible Father heart of God, that changes everything. I mean, everything in our lives. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, The Incredible Father Heart of God. At the end of every chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you actually think through and apply this rubber hits the road teaching right into the realities of your life. See, God's word is alive and active, so I'm praying that through this booklet, the Holy Spirit will speak the powerful word of God into your life, into your family, into your relationships. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.